Well, hey there, and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Chris Rozowski. I serve as the Family Ministries Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. Weeks ago, I was invited to guest teach for LifePoint students at our Lewis Center campus. So I was with our middle school students and our high school students, and they've been doing this series called Good Vibes. It's a series where they're walking through the book of Philippians. And so I had the chance to teach on Philippians chapter 3, where the Apostle Paul, he's actually warning the Philippian church not to give into this idea that somehow they can do certain things or do certain religious rituals in order to earn righteousness or right standing with God. And so what Paul does in this chapter is he shares a little bit personally from his story, and he shares a little bit about his background. He shares things that at one time he thought would earn God's approval. So he talks about being from the people of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. As to the law, he was a Pharisee, right? He was a religious teacher. As to zeal, he was a persecutor of the church, right? He used to persecute Christians who the religious elite would have thought, wow, that is really great that you would do that. And he says, as to righteousness under the law or right standing with God unto the law, blameless, right? What Paul is saying is this. In their culture, all of these things would made Paul seem like an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10 of being religious, right? But then Paul says something really interesting in verse 7. He says, but whatever gain I had, all these things, I count them as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. And here's really what Paul is saying. He says, all those things that seem to matter so much to me and so much to people that seem so religious and all the rituals and all these things, they don't matter at all as it comes to being approved by God or having right standing before God. He says, only one thing really matters, and that is knowing Christ, being found in him, and entrusting him and what he has accomplished for me. So I want you to think about this in light of your story. Think about your background, the type of maybe upbringing you had. Maybe you're someone like me. I have been in church a long time. I grew up in the church. I grew up in a Christian family. They raised me in the church. Maybe you're like that. But I think for those of us who grew up in church and have been kind of in that world for a while, we need to be reminded that our standing before God, his love for us is not predicated on what we do, but rather it's based on being found in Christ and trusting in him. And really, this should create a sense of humility for us and gratefulness, knowing that we are completely dependent on Christ in order that we can have right standing before God. Or maybe your story is different. Maybe church and God and the Christian faith, maybe a lot of this is really new to you. You know, I've had a number of friends who didn't come to faith in Jesus till later on in life. And there were a few things that they really struggled with as far as what Paul is specifically talking about here in Philippians 3. They've shared with me things like, I didn't feel like I knew enough about God. I didn't feel like I had done enough for God. Or because of what I had done in my life, I felt like that there was no way that God could really love me and that God and I could be okay and I could have a relationship with him. But here's what is so incredible about the gospel and so incredible about Paul's story and my story and even your story. It's not about what we've done. It's about what Christ has accomplished for us. It's about what Christ did, living the perfect life, dying the death we deserve, and being raised again 3 days later in order that you and I can be found in Christ. Growing up, I had family members that lived a couple of hours away in Sandusky, Ohio, And these family members, they own a kind of family entertainment center called Goofy Golf, right? And so they've got bumper boats and bumper cars and an arcade and food. I mean, it's a really fun place for the family. You go, you play all these games and you get tickets and all those things, right? And a lot of times when you go to a place like that, you want to play all the games and you want to try to get tickets. And if you get enough tickets, then you'll get some awesome prizes, right? And it kind of matches what the world teaches. If you do these things, then you'll receive. Well, when I went to Goofy Golf, I was related to the owners. And so I got all the pizza I wanted, all the soda I wanted. I got to do any of the games I wanted to. And when I looked up at the big wall of prizes, I thought, man, there's no way I'm ever going to be able to get the best prizes, the best things, right? Well, here's what my cousins who own this place called Goofy Golf did for me. They actually took me behind the counter and they said, Chris, close your eyes and hold out your hands. I thought, okay, this is a little weird. So that's what I did. And what they did was they took this whole pile of tickets that were there and they picked them up and they set them right in my hands. So guess who was walking away with the very best prizes that night? Me. Now, did I do anything to earn any of those prizes? No. But because who I was found to be with, my family members, they were just given to me. And that's exactly what God does for us in Christ, is that through Christ, all we have to do is open up our hands and receive Him. And we are found righteous before God, not because of anything that we did, but because of what Christ has done for us and that we are found in Him. And I would encourage you to read the rest of chapter 3 of the book of Philippians sometime today. Not only read some of the parts that we talked about, read the rest of it, because we don't just stop there. But what Paul talks about next is the calling that we have to strive, to forget what is behind us and to strive and press onward towards Christ. Because then what we'll experience is Christ's transformation in our lives. That is a result of receiving first. See, when we receive first, we'll be transformed, and then we will do, and transformation becomes part of our story. So I encourage you, find 5 or 10 minutes today and read the rest of Philippians chapter 3 as Paul talks about striving on and being transformed towards the calling that we have in Christ. Let me pray for us. God, thank you so much just for who you are, that you are good, and that you are kind, you are loving, and you are gracious. And God, thank you that it is not on us and the things that we do or any rituals or any religion or anything like that. None of that, God, does anything to earn salvation. It doesn't do anything to earn your approval or your love. But God, you showed your love for us. You loved us first by sending your Son to come and live and die and be raised again for us. So we can trust in your Son that He is enough and that we can be made righteous and be found in you. God, we thank you for that. God, that we don't have to do to receive, but God, that we receive and then you transform us. And then we participate in what you have for us, God. So we thank you for that. So Lord, may we walk with confidence today, God, knowing that you reign, that you are King, that whatever happens, God, you're going to use all of that for your good, pleasing and perfect will. And Lord, we can walk in confidence knowing that we have righteousness. We have right standing in you because of your Son. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, hey, thanks so much for joining me for the LifePoint Drivecast today. Hey, we would love for you to join us at one of our in-person services this Sunday. You can come to one of our campuses, either in Delaware, Lewis Center, or Westerville. If you would like service time and address information, just go to lifepointohio.com. You can find all that there right on the homepage. If you would like to join us online, you can do that too. Just go to lifepointohio.com/watch. Hey, listen, have a great weekend. We'll see you Sunday.